And for the sample PLs, these are encoded as digits 0, 3, 24, 20, 25. Dictation is 4. It says Suhishi Wada. Wada spells W-A-D-A. Suhishi spells S-H-U-I-C-H-I. Date of birth is 02-20-1947. This is a 78-year-old gentleman here with cough period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 2 weeks and has gotten worse in the last 3 days or so period. So he said cough is productive of yellow sputum and is not responding to over-the-counter medication period. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient reports a sore throat. Comma, he reports painful swallowing. Next line, patient reports hoarseness. I said the hoarseness starts about 3 or 4 days ago, period. Next line, patient reports runny nose, congested nares, and the chills, period. He also said he has some body aches, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert-oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98%. Urinary blood pressure is 171 over 87. Open parenthesis, patient is currently on medication for hypertension, but said he didn't take it this morning. Next line, pulse 77, respiration 24, attempt 98.0, period. Next paragraph, nose congested with clear discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph, the throat, erythematous and edematous, tonsils, uvula and pharynx. Uvula is midline and mobile, no exudates present, period. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. He has a palpable non-tender node on his thyroid. Open parentheses, patient denies weight loss, hot or cold intolerance, heat or cold intolerance. Close parentheses. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. He has mild but diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen undistended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion, he bears weight well with no antalgic gait, no lower extremity swelling or... Next paragraph, neural alert oriented, 93 cranial nerves, 210 is normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and effect in normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is a thyroid nodule. Assessment number two is acute bronchitis. Number three is acute cough. Number four is acute hoarseness. Next paragraph. Today we did the following tests: strep, COVID, and flu. These tests were all negative, period. Next paragraph. Please include in his diagnosis pharyngitis. Next paragraph. In clinic, the patient received the following medication: albuterol plus Atrovent times 1. After breathing treatment, he was reevaluated. He said that he's feeling a little better. Next paragraph: because the patient's age and is other comorbidities, I will treat this patient with antibiotics. His center score is high. His chest X-ray reveals increased lung markings diffusely, consistent with acute bronchitis. Patient was sent home with the following medication: 1 Zitromax, 2 50 milligrams, 2 PO now, 1 PO daily until gone, number 6. Tesalon, 100 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 10 days, number 30. Next medication, prednisone, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 10 days, number 10. Strongly encouraged to increase fluids, to come back to the clinic if worse, go to the nearest emergency room if you are closed. End of dictation.